You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I have done various videos talking about student loan debt and how eventually, whether these women like it or not, that bill was going to come due. Now, of course, you've had various women over the years talking about, oh, I'm not going to pay that money. I'm not going to pay my debt back. Oh, no, ladies. No. A lot of you thought you were going to escape that debt. However, just like men with child support, student loan debt does not go away, and you can't bankrupt your way out of it. Oh, no. And the government said, yes, if it comes to it, we're going to garnish your wages. Now, let's get into this article that was published on the 24th of December. Some student loan borrowers could see wages garnished starting in early 2026. Oh, yes, ladies. Oh, yes. You see, you're going to be held accountable. Like it or not. Once again, so many women were talking all that good shit, puffing up their chest, talking about, well, I'm not going to pay my student loans back. So what's happening? That's right. Pimp daddy government is now on the case and saying, yeah, you don't have to worry about paying your student loans. You got a job, I'm going to take my money back. Oh, yeah, ladies. Oh, yeah. Yeah. How does that accountability taste? It tastes terrible for you. But guess what? You had your choice in the matter. You chose not to do your duty. You chose not to pay your loans. Oh, we had student loan forgiveness for so many years. Yeah, but guess what? You should have saw further down the line, which the vast majority of people chose not to see further down the line. They thought, oh, that debt was going to be wiped away or forgotten about. No. So let's get into the article. Student loan borrowers who are severely delinquent in their payments will have their wages garnished starting next month. Quote unquote, from a collector's perspective, it certainly gets people's attention. From a borrower who's struggling perspective, it can hit where it hurts. Yeah. Just like child support hits men where it hurts, in their wallets. Guess what, ladies? Here you go. I tell borrowers all the time, if you think that you can't afford your payments now, wait till you see how unaffordable it's going to be if you default and they do start garnishing your wages because most of the time, the amount they're going to garnish is going to be more than the payment amount, said Betsy Mayotte, president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Oh, yeah. I can definitely tell you, coming from the military, yeah, if you owe Uncle Sam money, or should I say, if you owe Pimp Daddy government money, he's snatching as much as he can at once. More than 40 million Americans are carrying student loan debt, representing 1 in 8 people. About 5 million Americans have defaulted on their payments, meaning they haven't paid their debts for at least 270 days. Yeah, that is a damn disgrace. You're going to want to be proactive. Figure out how to get the loan out of default. You can do something called a rehabilitation consolidation. You can get an income-driven repayment plan, and you should go and talk to your servicers about these options, said Winston Burkham Breen, legal director with Protect Borrowers. But the vast majority of people, guess what? They're not going to do it. Why? Because once again, they believed that somehow Pimp Daddy government was going to wipe those debts away, a la one Joe Biden. As much as he made those promises, and as much as the government said, you can't do this, the Department of Education expects wage garnishment notices to be sent to about 1,000 borrowers in default in January, with that number set to increase on a month-to-month basis. Oh, yeah, they're coming. They're coming to collect. It is really a failure of the system to even wind up at this point, because if you're truly very low income and can't afford to make payments, there are options to help you along the way. That said, some of the more affordable options have been taken offline recently. I don't think it's all about a failure on the individual borrower to have gotten to this point, Burkham Breen said. Yeah, whoever you are, you can go kick a whole bunch of rocks. They made the plan. They signed the plan. Guess what? Once you put your signature on that loan paperwork, it is your job to pay it. The law is clear. If you take out a loan, you must pay it back. Undersecretary of Education Nicholas Kent said in a release following a proposed joint settlement earlier this month. Thanks to the state of Missouri and other states fighting against this egregious federal overreach, American taxpayers can now rest assured they will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for illegal and irresponsible student loan policies. That is wonderful. That certainly is. Why should I, as a taxpaying citizen, be forced to bail out someone who willingly chose not to pay their student loan debts? Oh, hell no. Nope. If you're going to be forced effectively to pick another repayment plan at some point in the next 6 months, your options are limited. You're going to need to go and see what is going to be the most affordable repayment plan. You can do that through studentaid.gov or by contacting your student loan servicer. A lot of borrowers qualify for one of these debt cancellation programs, Burkham Breen said. No. There's no debt cancellation here. There may be a slight dip in payment requirement, but there's no canceling that debt. People budgeted for mortgages or apartments, rents, or daycare, or thought maybe they could finally get rid of that clunker car, and now they're not going to be able to get a payment that low. Add to that what appears to be the elimination of healthcare subsidies. All of these things are going to hit at the same time. I do think we're already headed for a historically high default rate for student loans, said Mayotte. We all benefit when we have people who are spending their dollars locally or supporting small businesses, opening small businesses. We also benefit with people have who with people we have who are professions that require them to go to school and can make the decisions that are best for them in their profession, not their debt, said Burkham Breen. Okay, it's like Mr. Kent said, you take out a loan, you got to pay it. Guess what? Let's go ahead and use me for an example. If I decide, you know what, I'm not going to pay my car loan, my recent car loan. If I decide I'm not going to pay it, guess what? They're going to come repossess my car. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to wreck my credit. Even though the car might be a piece of shit, guess what? I still signed those papers. Guess what? It's my fucking duty to pay my goddamn loan. All of this, oh my God, I didn't know. No one put a gun to your head and said, hey, sign these student loan payment plans. You sign this or else. Nah, nobody said that. Nobody did that. So no sympathy. None whatsoever. You signed on that line. You took on that responsibility and you thought, oh, the government somehow is going to wipe this debt clean for me. Nah. You're going to pay. Pimp daddy government, go get his damn money. There's no negotiation. See, if you were paying and you had hardships that came, you could go back and say, you know what? This hardship has come up. I've been paying on my loans, but is there any way that I could, you know, maybe stretch it out or get a lower, you know, a lower cost, pay a little bit less? If you are paying on your loan, then I'm pretty sure the people will work with you. But to say, oh, you know what? Nope, I'm not going to pay it for over 270 days. Yeah, that's willful non-payment. So yeah, you deserve no sympathy. And for me, you will get none. And guess what, ladies, which primarily you're the ones holding this debt. A lot of men are not going to give you sympathy. We're not going to give you grace. Gentlemen, if you're in the dating market, if you're still deciding that you're going to take a chance and deal with these women, that should be one of your prime questions. How much student loan debt do you have? Now, you know, women are going to lie and they're going to know if you know that they're lying, walk away. Walk away. Because, of course, we all know the story of that one woman who married a rich man, got him to pay off her student debt. And as soon as he did, she filed for divorce. Gentlemen, don't be that guy. You don't have debt. Do not take on a woman that has debt. Make her tell you what her debt situation is. You don't want that burden to be attached to you. You don't. But yeah. Oh, the videos are coming. The TikToks are already being shown. Women are talking about, I'm not going to pay. It's so unfair. Nah, ladies. You signed up for that deal. You took the money. And now guess what? Pimp daddy government is coming to collect. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And gentlemen, especially you blue-collar brothers that have no debt like this, you need to be extremely careful. Because trust and believe, these women are about to turn into serious dating predators. Yeah, on top of everything else that's happened to a lot of women, getting laid off, some people getting fired, all this stuff. Yeah, the financial environment for a lot of these women has gone absolutely insane. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to try to find a man to latch themselves onto. Gentlemen, don't be that guy. Or you can use this to your advantage. Hey, bread or buns, what you trying to do? Dismiss and call it a day. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All that social power you thought that your degree was going to give you, that's now going out, especially since we know the vast majority of you women got underwater basket weaving degrees. Yeah. Feminism, and once again, the idea that men were going to be there to bail you out no matter what you did, no matter how fiscally irresponsible you were, that's going to go out right along with it. Because more and more men are about to get extremely brutal. Yeah, debt situation. What is it? Nope, you're not worthy. And guess what, ladies? You brought this all on yourself. It is what it is. Let the suffering commence. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.